Well, hallelujah. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus tonight? Come on, with your hand clap tonight. Why don't you lift your voice and give him praise? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. If you haven't done so tonight, why don't you lift your voice for the King? We magnify your name tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we give you glory. Come on, let's do that for the next few moments. Come on, it feels good right now. God, I give you glory tonight. Come on, that's it. Come on, you ain't got to do it by yourself. Let's do it together. Hallelujah. 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 I give you glory, Jesus. Come on, I wish somebody would be obedient to what you felt right now. Come on, get your mind off of your neighbor. Get your mind off of what somebody else might think. And why don't you give him glory? Hallelujah. 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 Woo. Hallelujah. Shantatarabokohosa. Come on, somebody can get their miracle right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. I'm thankful tonight for what I feel. Whoa, I wish somebody would just be obedient to what you felt for a moment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Folks, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again tonight, that it's one thing to be able to feel God. It's one thing to even know God. But folks, that's a whole different world when you begin to acknowledge that he is God. Folks, when we begin to enthrone him and we just make up our mind that God, I'm not in control of anything. But God, I know that you are in control, and so I am yielding all of my members to you. That's when he can heal. That's when he can deliver. That's when he can begin to work the way he desires. Woo, hallelujah. There's a scripture that popped up in my head tonight, and I had to grab my phone and I had to find it. I had no idea where it was. And as we was worshiping, I said, my God, I said, what's going on? I said, talk to me tonight. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it tonight. I'm just going to lay it out as plain as I can. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 2 and verse number 13, it troubled me when I read, and this ain't what I'm preaching. I don't know, I might preach it. It began to trouble me because I said, God, I said, why is nobody responding the way that you desire tonight? Y'all ready? Jeremiah 2:13, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of life, of living waters. And watch, y'all ready? And woo! And had hewed them out, cisterns, broken cisterns. He didn't just say they hewed out cisterns, broken cisterns. Woo! That can hold no water. Let me go ahead and tell you tonight, you're not going to fix everything. But when you're using your own ideology to try to just skate by Thursday night church and leave this place the same way you walked in the building, shame on you. The Holy Ghost is already moving. God's already trying to work. But we're trading in the fountain of living water for something that can't even hold water.
That's right.
It's like we're more worried about beautifying our scabbards while we have rusty swords. It's like I'd rather go get another prescription from the psychiatrist because I'm always sad instead of worshiping God. That's what I feel in the Holy Ghost tonight. Folks, some of y'all going to think I'm crazy as ever. And you already know I'm crazy as ever. It is what it is. I was over here praying. And if there is anything that would give me I got a migraine out of this world right now. As I was sitting over there, you're in your chair, I was on the backside. And brother, it's like I could begin to smell cigarette smoke. Mm-hmm. Tobacco, nicotine. There's people in this house that you'll put on clean clothes. That way you can mask things. Let me tell you something. You ain't masking nothing from God. There's people that's walked in this building tonight. And I have to question. Are you really desirous of God to move tonight? I would to God that I had a big old bucket up here where people can go and they can dig in their purses and they can go to their automobiles and get things from under the seat that you think it God forgets about everything as long as you hide it. God has shown up to deliver somebody tonight, folks. Let me tell you something. We don't just need another church service. We don't just need another pretty program preacher. Hey! We need God to move. I'm telling you, it ain't the will of God that you leave this house bound. You're going to let her run by herself tonight. That's a shame, young folks. We got elders out worshiping us. That's a shame. Hey! Come on, that's it, babies. Come on. You be obedient to what you feel. I'm telling a lady in this house tonight, I could come and put my hand on you. It ain't the will of God for you to keep going through depression because you think you're going to get another help from the doctor. That ain't the will of God. God help us tonight. Broken cisterns. I want to substitute living water. Well, God, you'll make the rivers in the place of a desert. Yeah, he will. But my friend, when you start trading things for the move of the Holy Ghost, don't you expect to drink from that water very long. Because when you start putting stuff in there and you start filling it up with things that you know ain't right. Telling you, God has shown up tonight to touch somebody.
Yeah, come on, hear the confirmation. Hallelujah.
I'm going to preach on this soon. I don't know when. Calvary ain't going to be enough for some people. Calvary ain't going to be enough for some people. Because you feel like you've already got there. You don't need the mercy of God. You don't need the grace of God. You don't need the deliverance of God. He's a just God. Well, let me go ahead and help somebody tonight. In the book of Revelation, chapter number 22, it's in your Bible. You can read it with me if you want. Chapter number 22 and verse number 11. It said, "He that is unjust, let him be unjust still."
Yes.
"He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still."
Yeah.
You can walk into this building where God can deliver you right now, tonight.
Yeah.
Folks, I'm going to tell you how strong I feel it tonight. I feel like I'm standing in the gap for somebody right now.
Yeah.
That there's a lady that's walked into this building and you feel like all hope is gone. As you're standing here right now, as I'm talking, that condemnation starting to roll through your mind, and that voice is telling you God don't love you. God ain't trying to reach for you. That young man's not up there telling you that you can change. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm telling you, if you want it tonight, it's your night. And nobody can do it for you. One more time, give the Lord a hand clap. I don't know how far we're going to get tonight. Go ahead, sit down. It ain't the will of God for anybody in this house. And I'm just going, I don't know what we're going to preach right now. I'm just following what I feel for a minute, okay? If God can deliver Tim Main, then why in the world can't God deliver you? I'm no better than you. I'm no more special to God than you are. Let me tell you something. When you get your mind made up to live for God, all you young babies, you look at me real quick. God can use you. God can touch you. God can pull you out of any situation. You're not too young for God to touch. You're not too young for God to use you. But you got to get your mind made up tonight that I'm not just coming to play church. I am coming where God can touch me. How many of you babies would like for God to use you one day? That'd be the coolest thing. What's your name? Jazaria. My name's Tim. Don't leave me hanging. Man. You know God can use you. God can do special things with you, sis. Look at me, sis. I don't just randomly go tell people stuff, okay? I know you're a young lady. I'm going to tell you, when you look in the mirror, you need to start seeing what you desire to see in God. Okay? Don't you let anybody's voice shape what you want to be. Get your mind where God desires for you to be. And you watch God restore confidence in you. God can do that. Amen? God can use you. What if it's you one day? And I got two little girls. I got a 3-year-old and a 4-month-old. What if it's you teaching Sunday school one day and the Lord gives you a message and my babies get the Holy Ghost while you're teaching them? Wouldn't that be amazing? You can do it. You can do it. There's people in this house that you've already substituted the voice of God in your life because you feel like you're so far away from God that God can't use somebody like me. God can't do something in my life. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You need to hear it tonight. There's so many people that's willing to lay things down because of the comfort level that it's going to bring. I don't need the rivers of living water, and I don't need the one that will give the water either. Just let me skate by for a little while, Pastor. Let me get by for a little while, Preacher. Let me go ahead and tell somebody why we're just going to cut fat tonight, okay? We just going to trim it out. Some of y'all might get mad. I done said we'll have chili dogs. I didn't even buy nothing for chili dogs tonight. Maybe we'll have a chili dog fundraiser on Sunday or something. Amen. Y'all want to have a fundraiser on Sunday? But see, some of y'all are looking at me crazy as ever. Why is it that when money gets brought up, everybody like, whoop, nope, we ain't doing nothing. It's broken cisterns. It's holes in the pocket. Let me withhold from God and let me see if I can make it. You ain't going to make it. You ain't going to do nothing. Woo, boy, I smell cigarettes so bad right now. Jesus help us. You know, last time I felt like this, I walked by a guy and I was preaching. And I put my hand on his shoulder and boy, boof, I got a migraine like crazy. He had like 4 or 5 things of snuff under his seat. Boy, he looked good to the T, though. Let me tell you. I think he was shouting with the best of them that night. Woo! Yeah. Tim, God's ready to change you, buddy. You hear me? I ain't going to sugarcoat anything with you. But God ain't going to do nothing that you don't let him do, buddy. I think me and you are friends enough already. My name's Tim and your name's Tim, so we already jihad. So I'm going to tell you, it's time that you get things right, buddy. God's already trying to help you and you know it. And it would be a shame if I sugarcoated it and said, Tim, it's okay. Man, I've been there. I ain't been there, Tim. But I've seen God work. And Tim Main ain't no better than you. What's your last name, man? Huh? Owens? Tim Main ain't no better than Tim Owens. And you say, well, Tim, I'm an older man. No, that's hogwash. That's ridiculous. God can still use you. God can still touch you. Look at me when I say this. I refuse to become a product of what my parents were. God, here we go. We're just going to lay it all out tonight, okay? How you doing, Shorty? I remembered your name. That makes some people feel good, makes some people mad. Why is he pinpointing me like that? Look, let me tell you, my dad was abusive, verbally and physically, but I refused to become the man that I... I refused to become what my dad was. I refused to become what my environment produced. I don't believe. Well, let me go ahead and help somebody in the book of Acts, chapter number 2. It says, then Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. It don't say for the remission of your sins. It says for the remission of sins. I don't know if y'all believe it or not, and y'all defer back to what your pastor preaches. Amen? If he preaches something different than what I'm about to say, y'all defer back to him. Amen? Amen. Everybody in the house, amen? Amen? For the remission of sin. When you are buried in baptism, that's the living water. That's where the old man dies and the new man rises up. But watch. When you bury the old man, when I bury Tim Main, I am burying every generational thing that has no identification on me. If my mama was a prostitute, if my daddy was an alcoholic, my granddaddy was an alcoholic, that does not mean that I have to identify with what they were. Where the old man passes away and all things are made new. It's a rivers of living water. You say, well, my daddy ran out on me. My mama's abused me. Well, praise God, you get a fresh start. But let me tell you something, just like... Let me go ahead and help somebody else. Be seated. Y'all's all too tall. But I told y'all about that intimidation thing. It's like walking around Atwoods, can't find nothing. I feel intimidated. You ready? You ready for this, Tim? Watch what I'm about to say. You ready? Because when I identify with him, I am no longer worried about identifying with them. When I change my environment, I do not have to be the product of where I come from. That's why I refuse to believe that I have to be an abusive dad or a husband. I refuse to believe that because I have created an environment of relationships starting with him and then an environment of relationship with people that want the same thing. I don't hang around bums. I don't hang around people that just want to loosely live for God. I just don't. I don't have time for it. If you're ashamed of him publicly, then what are you doing privately? I'm going to say it again. I don't just hang out with bums. I don't. I don't have time to waste on them. Well, you're supposed to become all things to all men. Well, praise God. I'm becoming all things to all men because they're going to see me change. And when they know that God is moving, they're going to say, how do I get it? How do I get to that place? I believe that we should be some of the most prideful people in the world, not in arrogance, but in the understanding that God has been merciful. It's the livers. What the world? Now here I'm about to start stuttering. When I get really nervous, I swell and I stutter. Y'all don't laugh at that. That's mean. We're supposed to be friends. She over here ducking down. She's like, oh Jesus, here comes the swollen midget. I got to keep some of y'all laughing because some of y'all's nervous. But it's the truth. You become what you fellowship. I don't know if anybody else smells that, but I keep smelling it. Y'all think I'm crazy, don't y'all? Probably think I done lost my mind. I refused to get to the place where I was more worried about the beautification of the outside. That I become just full of dead men bone. Let me help somebody. Your skirt length can be right. Your sleeve length can be right. You can look the part. You can clap on time. You can do your boogaloo and you can do your dance. But what are you producing? What are you fellowshipping? Because what you're entertaining will come to the surface. And you're able to do something for God if you start seeing it. You know, if I start looking in the mirror and I start convincing myself that God has not called me and that I'm not enough, eventually what's going to happen is I convince myself right out of the will of God. I think I asked this the other day, and I'm going to ask it right now. How many of you really want to be in the will of God? Oh, amen. Amen? Yes. Then what are you doing to do it? What are you doing to get there? We're trading rivers of living water. Because there's times when that rivers of living water will convict us. And it tells us to get right. I wonder when's the last time you, personally, you, not your family, not your friends, not your boyfriend, your girlfriend, mama or daddy, you, personally, not your spouse, you, when is the last time that you were so full of the Holy Ghost that when you started to do something wrong, you felt that nudge of the Holy Ghost? Y'all remember what I'm talking about? That you open the telephone and you're about to make a mistake and the Lord's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on. I want to beautify the outside, but I want to die inside. I don't want anybody to know I'm struggling. That's a huge issue within the church, because if somebody knows that I'm struggling, that's me walking around with a broken cistern, man. What if he would have went that day and all they had was broken pots? There's no way that the oil would have just kept flowing. God don't just waste his time. There's people in this house tonight that you've said this week, God, I need help now. I want everybody to lift your hands in this house. Don't pay attention to Tim Main right now. Lift your hands and lift your voice. Come on. Come on, lift your voice tonight. Tell him I love you. Come on, that's it. Come on, all across this building, I want you to get a place of repentance in your voice real quick. God, I love you, and God, I need you. God, I worship you. Come on, every hand lifted in this building. Come on, don't stop. Come on, lift your voice. Come on, I'm telling you tonight that the mercy of God showed up for some people. I'm telling you tonight that there's people in this building that you've been hiding stuff because you said, well, as long as my pastor don't know about it, I'm going to get by with it. No, you're not. And I'm telling people tonight in the Holy Ghost that there's things that are going on in this building that I have felt throughout the week. It is not the will of God for you to run to the pastor's office. It's not the will of God for you to be blowing up his phone because he don't have every answer. It's the will of God that you get the rivers of living water again flowing. And that you make up your mind right now. God, I am tired of dealing with the same thing I've been dealing with for years. I'm telling you, God is extending a hand of mercy right now. And if you want delivered tonight, you better go and get whatever you're fooling around with. You better grab your telephone and say, I'm done. Come on, I'm telling you, God's reaching for somebody right now. Come on, this ain't just a bunch of pomp and circumstance. This ain't just a bunch of emotionalism.
That's it, guys. Go ahead.
Come on, young ladies. Y'all want to pray? Get in the altar tonight. Come on. Don't go up there and play. Go up there and talk to Jesus. Come on. Come on. Would you lift your hands and love on him where you are right now? Come on, that's it. Why don't you get lost in the Holy Ghost a little while? Why don't you pray until you feel that unction of the Holy Ghost? God, I am yielding again to you. God, I am putting my life back in your hands. Come on, if you're in this altar right now, I want you to pray. Come on, lift your voice. Come on, even young men and young ladies. Come on, lift your voice. God, I want to change tonight. Come on, young men. Come on, young men. Come on, Tim, not just words, buddy. Come on, Tim, make a dedication. God, I'm done running.
My brother,
God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, hallelujah. Come on, all across this building. Come on, all across this building. I'm telling you right now that if you haven't prayed tonight until you know that you have touched the throne, I am telling you tonight is your night right now. Come on, church, that's it. Come on, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God, I'm laying down everything tonight.
God, you see it. God, I want you to move tonight. Since you ain't got to beg for nothing, you begin to repent, God, and baptize you in the Holy Ghost right now. Come on, it's okay. Come on,
come on, come on, y'all. Dig in this altar tonight. Don't you worry about anybody else. Come on, mama. Come on, that's it, church. Come on, why don't you find somebody to pray with, man to man and lady to lady? Come on, that's it. Shatari kalarabosiandarabashatai. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm making up my mind right now. God, I'm done running. God, I'm done playing. Come on, where you are, why don't you lift your voice? Come on, where you are right now, why don't you lift your voice in a place of jubilee? God, I love you. God, I worship you.
Come on, God, lift your voice. Lift your voice. I love you, Jesus. God, I love you tonight. Let it hear you, sis. God, tonight I want the Holy Ghost. God, tonight I want you to feel me.
name. In Jesus' name. I'm telling you tonight that the mercy of God is still reaching right now.
Come on, sister Ann, lift your voice. Come on, sis, that's it. Leave it all here in the altar.
Woo! Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, I'm telling you tonight, God has not forgotten about you. Come on, I'm telling you tonight that it's time you make up in your mind, God, I yield everything that I am. God, I'm done running. God, I'm done playing tonight. Shanda da bo kia da 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 ma si kata. Socialize. Come on, I want you to hear me. Now's a time where man to man and lady to lady, you need to find somebody to pray with. Come on, that's it. In Jesus' name. That's it. Don't socialize right now. I'm asking you, please pray tonight. Please. Come on, don't just socialize. Come on, that's it. God, I surrender. God, I yield. God, I'm giving you everything that I am. God, I know you're the healer. God, I know you're the deliverer. Come on. Come on, Apostolic Lighthouse. God showed up for you tonight.
Come on, once again, ladies. God, I love you.
That's it. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Don't fight. To socialize. We got people praying. Come on, if you ain't praying with somebody, why don't you find somebody? Come on, that's it.
Come on, son. Come on, pray. Come on, put your arms around me.
Come on, that's it. God, if you can do it for me, you can do it for somebody else. Jesus. Hallelujah. Name. Come on, that's it. Why don't you find somebody to love on for a moment? Come on, man to man and lady to lady. Come on, find somebody to minister to. In the name of Jesus. God, I'm not trading the living waters for broken cisterns anymore. God, I am surrendering all that I am right now. If you're bodily able, why don't you stand and lift your hands and love on Jesus tonight? Come on, it's in the will of God tonight. Why don't you lift your hands in a place of triumph, in a place of jubilee? God, I give you glory tonight. God, I praise you for what you've done in my life. God, I'm not turning around. That's it. Come on, worship the Lord. Come on, that's it. Yes. I want to be what you called me to be, God. Come on, that's it tonight.
No!
worship. Why don't you lift your hands? Come on, everybody in this house, lift your hands. Come on, that's it, in the name of Jesus. Everybody, everybody. Together, why don't you put your arm around another? Come on, this is the will of God tonight. across this building one more time, why don't we lift our hands and love on Jesus? Why don't we rejoice in his greatness tonight? Come on, all across this building right now. If God has done something for you, then why don't you rejoice over it? Come on, that's it, in the name of Jesus. Come on, lift your voice to him. Come on, you don't have to struggle anymore. Come on, you don't have to fight anymore. I want everybody in this house to hear Brother Main before we're dismissed this evening. I want everybody to hear Brother Main for a moment. Sunday's coming. But in between now and Sunday, how many of you would commit to Brother Main? I'm going to go home and clean some things out. We got one person that'll commit to that. Come on, some of you young folks, some of you mom and dads, I'm going home and I'm cleaning some things out. I'm tired of worrying about so much. I'm tired of trying to make this thing my own. Tonight, God, I'm committing to you again. Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. we'll have prayer. How many of you would make a commitment? I'm going to try to reach one person to come to church with me Sunday. I'll do it. I'm going to try to bring a guest on Sunday. Don't let there be any excuses. When we leave this service tonight, I know the enemy's going to try to get in your head and tell you, oh, that was just emotions. That's not true. Everybody say Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Sunday morning. 9:30 a.m. for prayer. God bless you. Why don't you turn to your neighbor? Why don't you love on one another? And let's just be mindful if anybody's still praying. God bless you.
He told you about Atwood, Jim?
I just did. Did he intimidate you in Atwood's brother?
No, I didn't.
I can take care of him.
No, I didn't.
I can take care of him.
We were here Sunday. And then he, I guess.
You know when people try to defend themselves, they're automatically guilty.
Yeah. I'm about the guilty dog.
I'm explaining what happened Sunday.
So, I didn't even invite her to church this week.
Oh, really?
So Sunday didn't matter.
Praise God. My name is Tim. What's your name? I don't know if it's going to get warm enough for you to put it up right now.
No, look at the weather. It's 21 tonight. Maybe not.
Maybe not for